യമുനമായ ജയ ശിവരിലാസിദേവി ജയ സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ജയ ഗൗര പ്രേമാനന്ദ ഹരി All glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari 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 So, we want to welcome everybody to Radha Goloka Bihari, Shishi Ram, Sita Hanuman, Temple, Lakshman too, we forgot about him, and Gornachai Temple, for our celebration of Ram Nomi. That means the appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Ram. So, today, we want to talk about the purpose of Shri Ram's coming and also the appearance of the demons, which is a very interesting story, because the demons that fought, I've got to be careful, I'm going to knock that off by accident if I start getting emotional. So the demons that fought with Shri Ram, generally, they were devotees. So let's go back and start the story about the devotees who fought with Sri Ram and were killed by Ram. So once upon a time, many, many millions of years ago, there were four young boys called the Kumaras. And these Kumaras wanted to go to the spiritual world. They're 5 years old. They never get older than five because they decided to be brahmacharis. It's a rare species, a very rare endangered species. So they decided, especially in Kali Yuga, so they decided to be brahmacharis. Their father wasn't too happy with that because he had already planned their marriage. That was Lord Brahma. And so they went to the spiritual world to see Lord Vishnu. And they were stopped at the entrance to the spiritual world by the two gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay. And Jai and Vijay said, "You can't come in. Stop." And they said, "You are acting very enviously. There's no envy allowed in the spiritual world. So therefore, you don't belong here. You're acting like demons." And they started to curse them. "You should become demons and go down to the material world." So at that point, Lord Vishnu came and he said, "What's happening?" And they explained. And he said to the Kumaras, "Please forgive my devotees, because if my devotees make an offense, I'm responsible for it." And then he gave these two devotees, Jai and Vijay, the choice. "You can come down to this material world, you will come down, but you can take three births as demons, or seven births as devotees." So normally you would think they would want to become devotees, right? But they didn't, because they didn't want to stay in this world. And it was also the Lord's plan. Lord Vishnu, in the hearts of all living entities, caused Jai and Vijay to stop the four Kumaras, and he caused the four Kumaras to curse Jai and Vijay. Why did he do something like that? Because the Lord, that's Vishnu, he likes to enjoy fighting sometimes. A big fight. And there's no fighting allowed in the spiritual world. Just like if you want to fight with someone, you have to step outside the temple room. We do not allow fighting as a big offense in front of the deities. So, please, anyone who wants to fight, go outside. In the same way, Lord Vishnu has a rule. No fighting allowed, of course, no blood, because everyone has spiritual body there. But Lord Vishnu likes to fight, just like many of you I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but many of you like to watch rugby games, right? I remember one time I was here in Fiji, and it was some sort of rugby championship in the UK. And it was the middle of the night, I was sleeping, and I heard all the devotees chant, "Hitty ball!" at 1 o'clock in the morning. Because in the UK, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the next morning, I asked the devotees, "What was happening? Were you so ecstatic talking about Krishna last night?" And they said, "No, Fiji won." And I was thinking, this is crazy. Anyway, and then I asked, that was the men, I asked the ladies, I said, you are not so angry like your husbands or into games like your husbands. They said, "No, we were watching too." So naturally, God has that propensity. That's why we have the propensity. Why do we like to watch these games and sometimes see people shooting each other in Bollywood movies? Do they shoot each other in Bollywood movies? Or Hollywood movies? Because that propensity comes from God. Why do we like to see love movies? I don't. But why? Why do you like to see love movies? Not me. Because Krishna has loving exchanges in the spiritual world. Just like the story of Sita Swayambhar. Very romantic story, isn't it? That's the spiritual story. And in the material story, we have some Paul and June who have their Swayambhar, which is not so relishable. So Krishna has, or Lord Vishnu has these desires, so he makes the arrangement for his devotees to come down because he doesn't want to fight just ordinary demons. He likes to fight special devotee demons. And so one time, there's a story in Krishna's pastimes where there was an ordinary demon that attacked Krishna. This is, of course, 5,000 years ago. It's not a Ram pastime. But an ordinary demon attacked Krishna, and Krishna, because it was an ordinary demon, Krishna didn't want to touch him. His name was Kalyavana. And Kalyavana was chasing after Krishna. Krishna arranged that he led Kalyavana into a cave where there was this great devotee, Muchukunda, who was sleeping, who had the benediction that anyone who interfered with his sleep, he would burn to ashes. So this demon, Kalyavana, thought that Muchukunda was Krishna because he had the cover over his head, and he kicked Muchukunda, and Muchukunda woke up, and boom, instant cremation. So because Krishna didn't want to touch. But Ravana was not such an ordinary demon like that. He was one of the two, Jai and Vijay. Of course, he started out getting trained up as either Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So he needed some training before he could fight Ram. Demon training. So there were these two demons who appeared at the beginning of creation. Hiranyaksha, who stole the earth planet, and he was killed by the Lord in the form of the boar, Varaha. And then Hiranyakashipu, his older brother, was killed by the Lord in the form of what? Narsingha Bhagavan. When Hiranyakashipu began to torture his young son, Prahlad Maharaj, Narsingha Bhagavan appeared and ripped Hiranyakashipu's intestines out. The original intestectomy, which is a medical term for taking someone's intestines out. So, that was his training. And then in the next life of these two demons, or devotees, they became Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And so they were well trained up. But Ravana had to appear in a very good family. He needed to have a powerful family and a demon family together. Just like if you have a mother who's a demon and a father who's powerful, it's a good combination. Because you'll become a powerful demon. But if you have a mother who's a demon and your father is just a weak, then you'll be a weak demon. That would be useless. What's the use of a demon who can't do anything? Can't even wake up in the morning. Just takes Kava all day long. We want demons who are real demons. So Lord Ram, he wanted a demon who was powerful. So what happened is there was this family of demons. And there was this nice demon named Sumali. And Sumali was thinking, we have been defeated by the demigods, because previously the demigods and demons, they churned the milk ocean. Many of you know this story. There was the milk ocean and they were churning using Vasuki, the serpent, as the rope, and Mandara Mountain as the churning rod. And out of this milk ocean came many things. But one of the things that came out of the milk ocean was the Amrit, the nectar of immortality. So it came out of the milk ocean, and the demons stole it immediately. But Krishna, being very tricky, he took the form of Mohini, Mohini Murti, and he said to the demons, well, basically he said, hello, I love you. And they were bewildered. The demons said, wow, you're so beautiful. We trust you. Whatever you say, we will do. That shows what happens when one falls in love. They act in crazy ways. Even the scientists, they have done some analysis of people who fall in love. They said it is like taking the strongest drug. They said it is like taking cocaine. That someone loses their brain. That's why in our system, we have arranged marriages, right? Because if you don't arrange, someone will fall in love with the wrong person. So the demons, they all fell in love. It's a love story. With Mohini Murthy, and they said, we trust you, take the nectar and distribute it equally. And so, being very intelligent, Mohini Murthy, who is Krishna, distributed the nectar to the demigods. Of course, one demon understood what was happening. His name was Rahul. And Mohini Murthy chopped his head off with a Sudarshan chakra disc. So the demons were very upset after this, because the demigods had the nectar. They would live forever, or at least a long time, and the demons could be killed. Even their spiritual master, Shukracharya, was very upset. So Shukracharya, their guru, said, you have to arrange for a very powerful demon. So getting back to the story, Sumali had a very, very beautiful demon daughter. Her name was Kekasi. And he said to her, I want you to marry this Brahmin right now, this Shravas. He's a very powerful Brahmin. This Brahmin was the father of Kubera. He had another wife. And he was living in his ashram with his brahmachari assistants, his nice wife and everything like that, Brahmin wife. So Kekasi arrives there in the ashram and basically seduces this Brahmin. She just goes to him and says, hi, I'm Kekasi. And whatever she said, I don't know, because I'm a sannyasi. I'm not extra in these things. But in any case, she lured him and she said, let's get married. And he said, but you're a demon. And she said, but I'm in love and you're in love. It doesn't matter. Love is more important than anything else. And he said, yes. So he got married to this demon lady, and all of the brahmacharis in his ashram ran away. You know, if Gurudev marries a demon, it's not so nice. They lost faith in their guru. And so they had a bunch of children. Here's the list of children. It's very interesting. Of course, we know they had Ravana, Kumbhakarna, the beautiful Sarpanaka. Sarpanaka was originally called Meenakshi, which means she has fish eyes. So she had little eyes like that. Mahi Ravana, Kara, Dushan, and another daughter named Kumbhini. Very few people have heard of that. And Kumbhini later married the demon Madhu, who was the mother of, the father of Lavanasura, who was later on killed because he had taken charge of the Mathura area where Krishna later on appeared. Anyway, so Kekasi started to advise Ravana, her older son, that you have to become more powerful than Kuvera. So from the beginning, she was trying to give Ravana this envy towards everybody else. So there was Ravana. The only good child was Vibhishan. He was the youngest of all the children. So Ravana got so enthusiastic, he began to execute many, many austerities. He and Kumbhakarna surrounded themselves by fire in the summer, by ice in the winter. And Kumbhakarna, of course, was very big at that point. He would eat so much that there was no food left in the whole universe for anybody else. So everybody was worried. So they didn't want him to do that. So anyway, so what happened is that they were performing these austerities, and as he was performing the austerities, Ravana was cutting off one head every 1,000 years. Didn't happen right away. Every 1,000 years he cut off one head to offer it to Lord Brahma. Then Lord Brahma appeared and he said to them, "What do you want?" After he had gotten ready to offer his last head. And Ravana asked for, first of all, he asked for immortality. But Lord Brahma said, "I cannot give that to you. But I can let you choose the way you die." And so Ravana, of course, said, "I want to be immortal from demigods, from higher living entities," but he never mentioned human beings or animals. So what's interesting, every time Lord Brahma gives a benediction like that, it predicts the way the person's going to die. There's one story in the Mahabharata about two personalities, Sunda and Upasunda. And these two personalities were demons. And they approached Lord Brahma for immortality. And Lord Brahma was asked, when he told them he could not give immortality, they asked for the way that they could die would be they would fight each other and kill each other. And they thought, "We'll never kill each other because we're brothers." But what happened is Lord Brahma had a plan. He called for Vishvakarma to make the most beautiful girl in the universe. So Vishvakarma, the architect of the demigods, constructed the most beautiful girl, the best nose, the best ears, the best eyes, the best teeth. What else? Best hair. Everything the best. And she was so beautiful that when she circumambulated the demigods, they grew extra heads just to see her. And so she went down to where these two demons were, and they started fighting each other over her. And they killed each other. They were drunk, of course. So this is the way things work when Lord Brahma gives a benediction. When the demigods give a benediction, it becomes the cause of that person's death. Another story, this is to discourage, of course, you from worshiping the demigods. Another story is the story of Vrikasura. Vrikasura asked for the benediction that whoever's head he touched would split into 1,000,000 pieces and that person would die. So what happened is that he thought he would test his benediction on Lord Shiva first, who gave him the benediction. So he chased after Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva eventually asked Vishnu to help him. And Lord Vishnu took the form of a very small Shiva Bhakta, Shivabhakta. And he said to this demon, Vrikasura, that actually Lord Shiva's benedictions don't work usually. You should test it out on yourself first. Touch your own head and see if it works. If it works, then you can go attack Lord Shiva. And if it doesn't work, you can attack Lord Shiva too. So he tested it and his head split in 1,000 pieces. So this is how the benedictions from demigods work. So anyway, so Ravana, he got this benediction. And we know Kumbhakarna, he wanted the benediction of getting Indra's throne. But Saraswati, the goddess of learning, made him ask for the wrong thing. Instead of Indra Asana, he said Nidra Asana. So he was told he could sleep forever. But Ravana said, please make it a little less. And so every 6 months, he would wake up. And then you have the other demon, the good demon, Vibhishan, he asked for morality and devotion to Sri Rama. And then, interestingly enough, Lord Brahma benedicted him with eternal life. None of the other demons, no demon can ever get eternal life. There's no eternality in this world. But Vibhishan was benedicted with having eternal life. So that's the point. A devotee lives eternally. Whereas those who are not Krishna conscious, of course, the soul is always eternal, but with the changing of bodies, it's as good as if they die. They die again. Mrityu sarvaharashaham. Krishna is all devouring death. So anyway, so they became very, very powerful. Ravana, of course, married Mandodari, who is the daughter of Maya, the celestial architect, the demon's architect. And he had 7 sons from 3 wives. Ravana actually had 3 wives. You may not have known that. And, of course, there was Meghnad, who was Indrajit. There was another son named Yo Mota, Adikaya, Akshaya Kumar, Devantaka, Narantaka, Trishira, and Manta, who were all killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, or Lord Ram's brother, or some of the monkeys. Okay. So, in addition, Ravana had a very interesting brother named Mahi Ravana. Mahi Ravana was one of his brothers, in addition to Kar and Dushan and Vibhishan and Supranaka and all the other personalities. So Mahi Ravana, he lived in Brazil. Many of you don't know this. You know what? Everyone knows where Brazil is? Brazil is on the opposite side of the world. Basically, if you drilled a hole through the earth, you'd get to Brazil from Lanka. If you drilled a hole. And our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, stated that Mahi Ravana's kingdom was in Brazil, and there was a tunnel between Brazil and Lanka. So what happened is that when Ravana was fighting Raman Lakshman, he got very worried because Raman Lakshman were so powerful. And he went to Mahi Ravana. And Mahi Ravana said, I will take care of it. You don't have to worry, Ravan. You can rest. And so Raman Lakshman were resting at that time in Lanka, and they were surrounded by a fort that was made of the tail of Hanuman. It was a tail fort. And so Mahi Ravana sent one of his men to try to kidnap Raman Lakshman, and his man tried to open up the tail fort. It was like coils on the tail, and he stuck his head in, and the guards chopped off this man's nose and mouth. So he went back to Mahi Ravana, and he told Mahi Ravana what had happened. Mahi Ravana came back. Mahi Ravana took the form of Vibhishan, just to fool the Rakshasas, entered into this tail fort, and kidnapped Ram and Lakshman. So he took Ram and Lakshman all the way to Brazil, to the kingdom that he was in charge of, and nobody could find Ram and Lakshman. And then Hanuman, he was searching around. He found this tunnel, and he was thinking, how can I go through this tunnel to the other end? And then he remembered he was Vayuputra, the son of the wind. So he went through the tunnel, all the way in, and he found this kingdom of Mahi Ravana, and Mahi Ravana was getting ready to kill Ram and Lakshman and offer them to the goddess. So Hanuman understood that to kill Mahi Ravana, he had to extinguish some fires, break a diamond, and cut off Mahi Ravana's head simultaneously. So by the help of the wind god, he was able to do 2 of the things. But the third thing was accomplished by Ram and Lakshman. When Mahiravana was getting ready to offer them to the deity, Ram and Lakshman said, please tell us how to offer obeisances, because we're kings. We don't know how to offer obeisances, so you show us. And when Mahiravana offered obeisances, they chopped his head off. And that way, Mahiravana, the brother of Ravana, was killed. So in this way, what I'm illustrating is that all these different demons were arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ram. Now, why would he do that? Because he enjoys a good fight. In the theology, the philosophy that we teach, Krishna, Ram, and his various incarnations, they're all the same person. Of course, the Dvaita, Chuta, Nadi, Rananta, Rupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusham, Navayoga, Mucha. But they enjoy rasa, or tastes of relationships. And some of those tastes are like ghastliness. Some of the tastes are humor. An example when Ram exhibited his humor was when Ram was teasing Sarpanaka. When Sarpanaka first fell in love with Ram, Ram said to her, go to my brother. His wife is not here. Then Lakshman said, go to my brother. You don't want to be a servant. And then she tried to kill Sita, and Ram chastised Lakshman for joking with Sarpanaka, but it was actually Ram's fault, because he started it all. So there's humor. There's different intrigue. There's anger. There's ghastliness. All these things are enjoyed by the Lord. That's one reason why Ram appears like that, to enjoy these things. The whole thing was planned by Ram. Another reason was that Ram wanted us to hear his pastimes so we can understand the nature of God. Many religions talk about loving God, but only the followers of the Vedas can understand who God is so they can love him. If you don't know what someone looks like, if you don't know what they do, how can you love them? If I say, you love God with all your heart, but I'm not going to tell you anything about him, can you love him? Impossible. Impossible. That's why you don't find many people who love God. But if I tell you that God is the best of the Kshatriyas, like in Ram, Maryada Vyatikrama, Maryada Purushottam, he's the best religious person, or he's the best husband of Sita, or he's the best fighter, or in the case of Krishna, Krishna's the trickiest, most mischievous, then you can actually love them. Like here in Fiji, everyone loves Ram. Everyone loves Hanuman. So this is practical. And even we have deities of the Supreme Lord. In what other religion are there deities of God? Isn't that nice? You know, people from other religions, they may say, oh, we don't believe in deities. Well, that's because they don't know what God looks like. That's why better they don't have deities. Because they don't know. If they were going to make deities, they'd make a deity of their wife or husband or something like that. Sure. Just like when I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, I brought my mother in to see Krishna one time, the deity. And my mother, she's not Krishna conscious, she's a nice lady. She said, you should put your father on the altar instead. So, isn't it? I couldn't imagine my father being on the altar. I would never offer RT. So the point I'm making, it's better they don't have deities, because they don't know what God looks like, what he does. It's boring. That's why I became a member of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, because I wanted to find out who God was. I wanted to find out about the soul. I wanted to find out what happens at the time of death. And now, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we know all these things. I have found out about Ram. I have found out about Krishna, Varaha, Nrisimha. And because of that, I'm happy, and I can love them. So we want you to understand all these pastimes are meant to attract you to Ram. And if you're attracted to Ram, and Ram's fighting the demons, you'll never want to watch another rugby game again. It's true. And if you're attracted to Ram's loving exchanges with Sita Devi, the Bollywood movies won't be so attractive to you anymore. This is the purpose. I am not interested because I have the pastimes of Ram to think about, the pastimes of Krishna. Okay? So thank you very much. I think it's getting late. It's 8:30 already. We have the final arati and prasadam in about a half an hour from now. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Ki Jai, Zor Premananda, Hari Hari Gopal.